While the federal government struggles to sell its resources tax, the Papua New Guinean government is working to attract more investment from the international mining industry. It's passed controversial legislation to protect resource projects from delays caused by environmental challenges. But while mining companies may be applauding, others are accusing the government of betrayal. The ABC's Papua New Guinea correspondent Liam Fox reports.
Lawyer Tiffany Nongor is angry, very angry.
It is the most draconian piece of legislation with regards to human rights, particularly Indigenous human rights, that I've ever seen. It's disgusting.
What's got her fired up are amendments to PNG's Environment Act, amendments the government recently rammed through Parliament using its numbers to suppress debate. They give the Environment Department more power when it comes to granting environmental permits for resource projects like mining or logging. In many cases, decisions by the department's director are now, quote, final and may not be challenged or reviewed in any court or tribunal. Tiffany Nongor says traditional landowners, who control most of the land in PNG, have been robbed of their rights.
What does that actually mean? Well, for example, if Interoil did what BP has done in the Gulf in the United States, had a big oil disaster because an accident happened, something happened that shouldn't have happened whilst they were doing what they were authorised to do under a permit, the landers could not sue for compensation. Claims for negligence, nuisance, deliberate harm have all been removed.
The amendments were drawn up following an outcry from the mining industry when a group of landowners from Madang on PNG's north coast scored a legal victory over the Chinese-owned Ramu nickel mine. They won a temporary injunction preventing the mine from proceeding with a plan to dump tailings out at sea via an underwater pipeline. The mine had an environmental permit to carry out the work, but a judge set it aside until a substantive hearing is held into the landowner's claims the tailings pipeline would cause an environmental nuisance. Tiffany Nongor is the landowner's lawyer, and George Irang is one of her clients.
I feel that what the government is trying to do is trying to put more power to the developer and more power to themselves so that they could actually get whatever they want from the people's land, and people are left powerless and people cannot do anything about it. They're trying to take the people's power away from them, even though it's their land and it's their sea and it's their rivers and it's their bush.
But the Environment Minister, Benny Allen, denies the amendments rob landowners of the right to sue for environmental damage.
The amendment that we have passed basically is to try and protect the permit holders, and also it's in the best interest of the country to ensure that all existing permit holders who are developing the country, resource projects in the country, and any future resource project developers will be safeguarded by this amendment.
Mr. Allen says the changes do not give developers a license to cause environmental harm.
The department is mandated to ensure that any development that is taking place in the country does not cause any major development damage. So I don't see any problem in this amendment.
Lawyer Tiffany Nongor says it's ridiculous to say the Environment Department has the capability to police the permits it hands out.
That particular claim is complete and utter rubbish. There are numerous breaches in many different projects now, none of which are picked up by the Department of Environment Conservation. Indeed, even in the Ramu Nickel matter, the Department of Environment Conservation stated they didn't have the capacity to assess the deep tailings scheme and got an Australian consultant to have a look at it.
She says the amendments were designed to cripple her client's case, and she'll be challenging their constitutionality in court.
It is completely contrary to the National Goals and Directive Principles, particularly Goal 4, which provide for protection of the environment and for sustainable development of resources in the interests of future generations and not in the interests of foreign mining or oil and gas companies.
But like many things in PNG, the courts move slowly, and it may be some time before a constitutional challenge is heard and a decision made. This is Liam Fox in Port Moresby for The World Today.